Hello guys, I am Gurf Tambi. This is the second episode of Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. So let's start. Lesson 2. Why teach financial literacy? We revisit Robert and Mike some 3.5 decades later. Mike has taken over his father's company and is doing an even better job than the rich dad did. As for Robert, he retired in 1994 at the age of 47. His and his wife's wealth is growing automatically like a well-established tree. He shared a story of 1923 meeting of some of our greatest leader and richest businessmen, men who owned the largest steel and gas company, who ran the New York Stock Exchange, and who sat on President Harding's cabinet. 25 years later, most of their lives had ended tragically, with the man either broke, exiled, or in prison. The 1929 stock crash and Great Depression likely play a part in their fates. But today we live in a time of even more turmoil and change than they did. More important than money to our survival is our education and the ability to learn. It is not how much you make, but how much you keep, and how many generations you keep it. So when people ask Robert where to start getting rich, he gave them the same answer his rich dad gave him. If you want to be rich, you need to be a financial literate. Robert compared the way many people act to building a skyscraper on a slab made for a small home. Because kids graduate school with little financial education, they launch into their adult life chasing the American dream, but find themselves deep in a debt. The only way out that they can see is a get rich strategy. But without having the financial literacy background, their efforts are like building a skyscraper on a weak foundation, and instead of creating the Empire State Building, they end up with the Leaning Tower of Saudi Arabia. Robert and his childhood friend Mike, however, were given a strong foundation worthy of a skyscraper thanks to teaching of the rich dad. Accounting as a subject is boring, confusing, and absolutely crucial to financial success. To make it accessible to kids, rich dad used picture to teach it to the two boys. Only later did he start adding number to guide the boy through key concept. Rule number 1. Robert say is that you must know the difference between an asset and a liability, and only by asset, that all you need to know. But despite it being so simple, it is something that many people don't understand. When rich dad first explained it to the two now teenagers, they thought he was kidding. How could adults not understand this? Should not everyone be rich? The problem is that most people have been educated differently by bankers, financial planners, and others, so they must unlearn what they think they know. Some find this demeaning to return to such a basic introduction. The true definition of asset and liability lie not in worth, but in numbers. Asset add to your pocket income. Asset, they put money in your pocket. This is the cash flow pattern of a liability. A liability take money out of your pocket. Want to be rich? Buy asset. It seems simple, but so many people struggle because they buy liabilities. If you want to gain maintain wealth, you must build your understanding. It is not just a straight number. It is how the number tell a story. Follow the arrow. It will tell you the story, the plot of the financial situation. Through this, often those in debt think the answer is to make more money. But not only will more money not always solve their problems, it may compound them. It's why many people who get a sudden windfall through the lottery or an inheritance, for instance, so quickly burn through it. An increase in cash only result in an increasing in spending. What is missing for so many people is a financial education. It is why they might end up successful in their profession but still struggling with money. They may have learned how to make money but not how to manage it. People can be very intelligent and still be illiterate when it comes to finances. They learn how to work hard for money but not how to make their money work hard for them. Robert tells the story of a young couple who get married and start their life together. Their income begin to increase, but so do their expenses. The couple is hit with the number one expense for most people, taxes. And for many people, it is not income tax. That gives the biggest hit by Social Security. It is roughly 15%. Social Security tax combined with the Medicare tax rate, all of which must be matched by the employer. Fund that the employer now can pay the worker. And the employer change income tax on the amount too. The young couple is faced with those taxes, and when they buy a house, property tax, and to go with the new house is a new car, new furniture, new appliances. Suddenly their liabilities go up, filled with mortgage and credit card debt. The couple is trapped in the debt race and a baby to the mix. And they work harder, higher income that lead to higher taxes. They continue to rack up debt, eventually rolling it into their mortgage in a consolidation loan. But their habit had not changed, so that credit card debt continued. Not to mention, they extended their home loan. For this couple and so many like them, their true problem is not knowing how to handle the money they have. It is caused by financial illiteracy and not understanding the true difference between an asset and a liability. So many people don't take the time to question whether something makes sense and simply follow the crowd. Often they mindlessly repeat what they have been told. Diversify. Your home is an asset. You got a tax break from going into greater debt. Get a safe job. Don't make mistake. Don't take risk. Because of the large amount of time Robert and Mike spent sitting in on meeting with Rich Dad and learning from the intelligent people he surrounded himself with, they learned a lot. And learned to question the standard dogma taught at their school. It began to cause problem and made them grow distant from their teachers. Robert also began disagreeing with his own father over money matter, especially when it came to his poor dad. Viewed that his home was his greatest investment. In contrast, Rich Dad saw his home as a liability. Many people still believe that their home is an asset, but Robert teaches that home is a liability because it takes money out of your pocket. Not only with taxes and expenses, but because of its loss in value and the opportunity missed when all your money is tied up in your house. And that caused you to lose out on the education of investment experience. That does not mean you cannot even buy a bigger house, but make sure to first buy asset that will generate the cash flow to pay for the house. When there are enough assets to generate more than enough income to cover expenses, the balance is reinvested into asset, which grow the asset column on a balance sheet, which produce more income. This result is that the rich who understand the difference between asset and liability gets richer. The middle class get stuck in the rat race because they treat their home as an asset instead of investing in income producing asset. They are also stuck because their salary is their primary source of income, and thus when their income increases, so do their taxes. Many invest in mutual fund, paying a manager to handle their account because they don't have the time or the expertise to do it themselves. They feel like a mutual fund is playing it safe, and they have to play it safe because their balance sheet are not balanced. They can't take advantage of opportunity because they are maxed out on debt and only have their salary bringing money in. Want to grow rich? Concentrate your effort on buying income producing assets. When you truly understand what an asset is, keep liabilities and expenses low. You will deepen your asset column. So do you know when you are wealthy? Robert used a definition by R. Buckminster Fuller. Wealth is a person's ability to survive so many number of days forward. Or if I stop working today, how could I survive? Another way of stating it, wealth is the measure of the cash flow from the asset column compared with the expense column. When your asset generates enough income to cover your expenses, you are wealthy even if you are not yet rich. Left hemisphere movement. Look at the number and learn to read the story they are telling. Asset put money in your pocket. If something take money out of your pocket, it is not an asset, it is liability. Right hemisphere movement. The balance sheet drawing help explain the movement of money through different people's lives. Suspicious movement. The fear of ostracism cause people to conform to and not question commonly accepted opinion or popular trend, offered to their financial detriment. Thank you. Thank you for hearing. Thank you.